is the Big Show.
Biggest Show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have six candidates. We'll run through the list, and then at the end of this segment, we'll all vote on which we think is the real Biggest Show coming to town this week. Candidate number one, tonight at Trees, it's Everclear.
Father of mine,
it's a great
tell
song.
Me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes.
Yeah, I think so.
What, get overplayed?
Yeah, father like most of those 90s songs did.
Is it a band's fault that a song gets overplayed?
Yeah, when I was still your
there's a reason why it got played. It's a good song.
I remember blue skies walking the block.
Are you alright, Gordon?
I love the wind you hear me.
Is that Gordon trying to join us? I can't hear him.
I think so. Creepy go away, dumb.
No, he's just calling.
There he is. Oh, it's not Gordon, it's Danny.
What? No, what?
Stupid go
stop
away.
Stop causing man. Stuff.
What's wrong with Everclear?
Get you too drunk too quickly.
No, not the liquor.
That's the best no. part.
Burns, too.
That's
let's see, they last had a charting single in 2001.
Whoops.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But they're still at it. They're still producing records. And they'll be at Trees on Tuesday. Our candidate number two, Wednesday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. It's Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Stupid, dumb.
Hang on. Okay. Along with Snow Patrol, a twin bill.
Snow Patrol plays that song that drives you crazy, doesn't it?
What is it?
Don't they? That, na, na, na. Chasing Cars?
Yeah.
That drives one of y'all crazy.
What does Chasing Cars sound like?
Oh, yeah.
Chasing Cars. Snow Patrol is soundtrack to any, cheesy drama on network TV. What's the medical show, the hospital show in Seattle that we all hate?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah. Snow Patrol is the soundtrack to Grey's Anatomy.
Is that Ellen Pompano still on there?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I haven't seen it in years.
She's got her own beach.
Hadn't that show been on for 10 years?
Forever.
This is a song that... Is it you or Gordo that hates this song?
Is this
I don't particularly like it.
Person.
No.
No. Just listen. That's
God. Oh, Danny doesn't like it.
Oh, God. So go away, dumb Snoopy! Go away, dumb! Go away, dumb!
So the headliner, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, that's a band that he started last year.
Without his brother?
Yes, without his brother.
Well, he's stupid.
Oasis broke up in 2010. And now he's on the road with the High Flying Birds.
They had to break up because they were dumb.
Our candidate number three, Biggest Show coming to town this week. Thursday night, also at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, R. Kelly.
Ooh.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can talk.
Is he playing middle school? Or what
you need to keep middle school
girls
he's away from
to be this around
one.
Those. No. I got a 1,000-foot rule on that.
So am I correct in saying he did not do any jail time for that?
I don't think he did.
I think he, yeah. I think he said something else. I think he got away with it.
Does he have any other hits, or is this it?
No, he does.
He's got that Trapped in the Closet song. Never end.
Is it trapped in a middle school closet, or just it's any closet?
Any closet.
How old was the girl?
I want to say she was like 12 to 14, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. This is really disturbing. From the sun wakes me. Reading from his Wikipedia page, a video allegedly showing Kelly
engaging in sex with, and...
What? Wait. What did you say?
Engaging in sex with, and...
Oil can?
Oh, you can't say that, but yeah. He was...
He was proving he was number one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Wow. And
that was with the underage, right?
Yeah, says he was indicted in Chicago on 21 counts of having sex with a minor.
He was found not guilty.
Later reduced to soliciting a minor for child porn.
Oh, God.
Yes, indicted, but found not guilty.
Why do we want him to come to town again?
Charges were dropped due to a lack of probable cause for the search warrants.
Quickly, build schools within 1,000 feet of every Dallas venue.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Counting Crows.
Oh, are you serious?
Those are... That's greatness.
They suck. Stoopy, go away, dumb. Man, you need to crank up a little Anna Begins. Round Here. Do you have Round Here, Jer, or is this all you have?
I'm looking at Anna Begins right now.
Stand by. Yeah, they're greatness. This is a great album.
Of course, I kind of checked out after their first album. But I think that first album was Over the Wall.
Yeah.
Oh, God, why do you have to play this morning? Why did I request it? My heart hurts.
I am not overly concerned. My friend implored me.
Is this off that first album?
You bet.
Make an exception. I am not worried.
Oh, Gordo's getting melancholy.
Oh, God, where's my gun? I know it's in my car somewhere. I am not worried. Would you guys like to count? Just guess the number of Keystone Lights I downed to this album. Just wild.
1 million.
Okay, move on.
All right, candidate number five, biggest show coming to town, Friday night at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth. Anthony Bourdain and Eric Rippert.
Huh?
I actually have a ticket to this show.
You're a big Anthony Bourdain guy, aren't you?
You're a lookalike.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, is this the guy you look like?
Yeah, he's my lookalike. And I love his show, which is now moving to CNN. He's a chef and the author of Kitchen Confidential, and he travels the globe and samples the cuisine, but he also shows you stuff about the country. It's a great show. I don't know much about Eric Rippert, but apparently he's his friendly nemesis. And they're doing a storytelling Q&A type thing on Friday night.
Is he related to Kelly? Are they brother-sister? Or how does that work?
This is Rippert. He's a French chef.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Hello, good to be with you.
Oh. And you just got canceled.
Oh.
It says here you were stoopy and dumb.
And go away.
And go away. You're stoopy, dumb, and go away.
So are they cooking on stage, or are they just telling stories?
I just think they're telling stories. I don't think they're cooking.
And you're going, Junior?
I have a ticket.
There's a difference. He's got a ticket.
Yeah, that's his get-around.
He's got a ticket, huh?
No, I am planning on going. I just have a massively busy weekend with lots of trips to the mid-cities and Fort Worth. And
what?
I'm just going to be driving all over the place this weekend. And I'm beaten by that thought.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend that's got you driving to the mid-cities?
Fort Worth.
I got to take my wife to the airport and then and her friend, and then a couple of days later pick them up. My nephew is in town for this band competition in Flower Mound, so I got to do that.
Dude, you're on the radio. You don't have to do any of that
I've got
stuff.
This on Friday, I've got a race I'm doing on Sunday morning, which is at the Speedway.
Outsource that.
You're a race car driver now?
Yeah. I've got like six things, and they're all in mid-cities or Fort Worth, and the prospect of this weekend is just really beating me down.
Why didn't you talk to Junior for race week, Rich?
Maybe we should.
Hey, Rich.
Come on that Saturday at 2 o'clock.
All right, and finally, candidate number six. This is Friday night as well at the Allen Events Center in Allen, Tracy Lawrence.
Hey, guys. It's me, old Tracy Lawrence.
Isn't he Stoopy Go Away?
Oh, God. Yeah. Listen to all that suck. They're clinging to
some old star. They'll chase that caressed spirit. He's got a higher voice than I thought he would
have.
Well, this is also an older song.
I think he's like country music's number one Herm. Isn't that what he's known as?
I don't think so.
The first Herm of country music?
Had a number one hit back in 06, Find Out Who Your Friends Are.
Find out who your friends are.
It's not that bad a song.
Boy, he's deep. He's Texas. Atlanta, Texas, where he's from.
Right.
Yabba.
Hey, we have some breaking news here, boys.
Huh? Yeah.
Dwayne Carraway has just given R. Kelly a key to the city.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that?
Oh, okay, he's excited about him performing.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Tuesday night at Trees Everclear? Candidate two, Wednesday at Verizon Noel Gallagher and Snow Patrol. Candidate three, Thursday at Verizon R. Kelly. Candidate four, Friday at the Windstar Counting Crows. Candidate five, Friday at the Bass Hall, Bourdain and Rippert. Or candidate six, Friday at the Allen Event Center, Tracy Lawrence. George.
I'm going to vote for the Counting Crows.
Porto?
There is no doubt whom I'm going to vote for, and that is the Counting Crows. I'm going into this polling place today and vote for Counting Crows.
Okay. Rich?
I think it's R. Kelly.
All right. Jer?
I'm going to go with Anthony Bourdain. He doesn't tour a lot.
Okay.
Meaning it's a rarer occurrence to see him.
Yeah. Fernando?
So it's Counting Crows.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Counting Crows as well. So that's 4-1-1. That's Friday at the Windstar, Counting Crows, biggest show.